KQED.
We're going to go now to Sacramento, where a lobbyist has named Southern California Assemblyman Matt DeBobney as the man she alleges assaulted her in a bathroom last year. At a press conference yesterday, a second woman said she'd also been sexually harassed by the Democratic lawmaker. Here's KQED's Katie Orr.
Lobbyist Pam Lopez says in 2016, she and DeBobney were both celebrating two mutual friends' wedding in Las Vegas. Lopez says she went to the restroom and DeBobney followed her. She says he pushed her inside, locked the door, and began masturbating. Lopez says fear of retaliation initially kept her from naming DeBobney, but she changed her mind following recent assurances from lawmakers that she and others who spoke out about harassment in the Capitol community would be protected. Lopez says she also wanted to keep other women safe.
I can't have it on my conscience that this may happen again. I've heard from enough women that I am fearful and I am worried that this will happen to others.
A second woman, Jessica Yez Barker, now on the board of the San Fernando Valley Young Democrats, says DeBobney repeatedly harassed her while she worked at a congressional office with him in 2008.
On more than one occasion, I had to listen to him regale me with stories of his sexual prowess. At events or fundraisers, he would eye up women in the room and talk about his conquests, who he'd slept with, who wanted to sleep with him.
DeBobney couldn't be reached for comment. In a written statement, he denies the incident with Lopez took place. He said, "I am saddened by this lobbyist's effort to create this falsehood." He added he looks forward to clearing his name. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.